Jesus, the Pure Being. This is Dr. Harrell Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Bible Stories. Jesus, the Pure Being. Do we wonder why Jesus was able to accomplish the things that he did? We're speaking of Jesus Christ, of course. How could he accomplish the things that he did? How could he do all of the wonderful things that he did and bring about such a revolution in the world of his day and in the world of every day since? Well, the reason that he was able to accomplish all of these beautiful things that he did was that he was one-pointed. Yes, back to our old friend, one-pointed. He was one-pointed. He was able to keep his attention on exactly what he was thinking about. I guess another aspect of it might be that he believed in himself. He believed that what he said was true and what he said was right, and he believed that what he was presenting to the world was correct. He believed that everything that he spoke to the people was the ideal. Everything that he spoke about was the ideal. He only spoke in the relative frame so that people could understand it, but he was always speaking from the ideal, from the absolute. Now, if you want to be like Jesus, and a lot of people would love to be like Jesus, would you like to be like Jesus to be able to speak your word and have it be manifest instantly? Well, if you want to be able to do that, then you have to train yourself as he did. Of course, he didn't have to train himself too much because he really believed in himself. Now, how many of us really believe in ourselves? He believed that when he spoke, his word was law, and his word was brought forth into being, and that it revealed that which was already expressed and that which already existed. He believed that. Now, do you and I believe that our word is true? Do we believe that when we say, I love you, we mean that with all of our heart and soul and being? When we say, I love you, we mean that every aspect of our being is devoted to the relationship of purest love, unconditional love, love that just flows and flows and flows. Now, if we do, then we're on the same wavelength that the Christ is on. To be on that wavelength and to remain on that wavelength demands a great deal of attention from all of us. It demands a great deal of attention from each one of us as we live our lives. We cannot go around saying things that we do not mean and then later recant and say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. We must think before we speak, whatever the words are that we are speaking, how much they mean when they're put forth into the world. And we cannot expect people to listen to our words and hear them from their point of view when they haven't gotten their point of view across to us. Now, if a mother says, I love you, I love you, I love you to her son, and then when the son does something wrong, she wants him good and hollers at him and screams at him and tells him that he's a terrible child, now the son is going to wonder just what kind of love his mother is dedicating to him. However, if the mother were able to say to the child, as days go by, say, son, I expect the best out of you at all times. Son, you are fantastic. Son, I know that you always do that which is good and beautiful and true. Son, you're wonderful. Son, you're fabulous. Son, you're great. And then, when the mother would say, I love you, the son would know that the mother loved the son regardless of anything and stood by the son because she believes the son was fabulous and great. Now, if the prelude to that relationship were not as it was, then it could become a problem. Then it could become a really great problem, because what is it that the son is doing? What is it that the son is saying? What is it that the son is acting like? And the son, does he know that when he's acting like that, that that's contrary to what his mother expects of him? That's contrary to what he should expect of himself. And you see, when this is done, when we are one-pointed in how we live all of the time, not just for society's sake or for show's sake, we live it all the time. Do we walk the talk? Do we talk about it, and do we walk that same talk? Do we express outwardly what we are inwardly? Or do we have a variable aspect to our being which would make people love us, so we say it one way, and it makes people not love us, we say it another way? We just sort of wiggle around to make things end up the way we want them to end up. But how do we express what Jesus did? Jesus was a pure being. He expressed only that purity at all times. He showed it forth in his love. He showed it forth in his words. He showed it forth in his actions. He showed it forth in every single thing that he did. And you and I, we can each show it forth in every single thing that we do, if we choose to. But it takes a little bit of dedication. Now, if you are trained in mathematics to do mathematics correctly, and you had to go over it again and again until you got it correctly, and you had a good foundation, then your work in mathematics from that day on is going to be based upon correctness. Now, if you always make mistakes in math, and you didn't apply yourself to learning it properly, and you learned it only a little bit here and a little bit there, when the testing time came of knowing how to apply mathematics to your bookkeeping and apply mathematics to your accounting, apply mathematics to your stocks and bonds, apply mathematics to your relationships to the world, you're out of business, because you didn't prepare yourself one-pointedly, you were not pure in everything you did, and so therefore you did not do it. But who's perfect in math? Any person who wants to learn math can learn it perfectly. It just takes a little time for some people because they have not trained themselves to think in that direction. Now, if you're going to do anything in math, and anything you do is based upon what you have already understood, you'll do it correctly. If you're going to do anything in math that's based on something you don't understand, like higher mathematics, which you had not studied, you will not do well at that. In fact, you'll probably do very poorly, because it is not out of your pure being. And this is how we are when we are not backing up what it is that we believe. Now, you look at a person, and he acts in a strange way, and you say, oh, I know what you're thinking. I know what's going on in your mind. But, of course, we have to have that same mind to know what's going on in his mind. But, nonetheless, in his mind are those thoughts. And we recognize it by the words that are used surrounding it. So when we are pure in our thought, people will say, oh, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about something good for us, something beautiful, something wonderful. You bet. And this is the way we want to live our life. This is the way Jesus lived his life. Jesus was the pure being. He demonstrated that. He extolled that. He told that. He related that. He gave parables, and he gave all sorts of stories to the people to help them understand that this is a beautiful thing and something absolutely fantastic, and it is something that everybody can involve themselves in. And perhaps it's time for you and me to make a decision. Are we going to live our life based upon our purity of character, our purity of words, our purity of being? Or are we going to just be doubtful? People think that we lie. People think that we steal. People think that we tell falsehoods. People think that we are unreliable. People don't want to be associated with us too much because we are that way. Although, people who are associated with us, they want to be that way too. So, just be careful. If you're a liar, you will be associated with liars. If you are honest, you will be associated with honest people. It is the way the principle works. It is the way the law works. And this is the life that Jesus lived. And this is why Jesus is called the pure being. And we will be called the pure being too. Just be sure you're called the pure being about what you want to be called the pure being. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.